You're listening to WITF 89.5 and 93.3. As the price of college increases and wages across many sectors stagnate, some students are looking to trade schools and skilled labor jobs. As part of our look at careers that work, WITF's Julia Agos visits one mid-state program where students are making parts for NASA.
My students are the ones that are developing all of the programs. They're setting the machines up. They're proving out the
Eric program. Tanger's class of 10 high school seniors at the Lebanon County Career and Technical Training Center is hard at work. In his brightly lit workshop, about a dozen workstations are set up. The students are perfecting code and operating machines to make the perfect piece. It has to be precise for its new home, the International Space Station. Some students are making something called nesting jaws.
And when we're talking about like position, the human hair is roughly 3/1000ths of an inch in diameter. Okay, we're holding a tolerance of about 1/3 of that. So take your hair and cut it into three pieces.
Others are making the part itself that'll be sent to NASA. The roughly 3-inch blocks have knobs to grab onto. They'll be installed on the wall of the space station to make it easier for the astronauts to move around inside.
She's going to be some of the handles that the astronauts use to anchor themselves as they do different things.
18-year-old Rep Muser is perfecting his code on a computer before he runs it through the machine. He says he spent dozens of hours on this one small piece.
I mean, I've looked at this part and like on paper and in this master can for months, and then to see it like actually have to be able to hold it, like, really cool.
Across the room, Jasmine Blake is getting ready to run her code. She's trying to make the machine cut a perfect line across her part. A teacher at Anvil Cleona Secondary School encouraged her to come to the Career and Technical Training Center for the machining program.
Not many women that are in the field, too, so a lot of places want, okay, yeah, let's spread this out. Women can do this, too.
Instructor Eric Tanger says when he first started teaching, he had three classes, all full of students with ambitions of joining the machining industry. Now he can barely fill this class. To him, machining is a dying art.
Nobody knows what we do. Like, it's that taboo, you know? And everybody really takes for granted, in my opinion, everybody takes for granted, something breaks, whatever, I go to the store and I buy it.
He says lots of jobs in machining are available that don't require a college degree. He says most of his students could go on to make $45,000 to $50,000 the minute they leave school.
Manufacturing is one of those really unknown industries, but without machining and without machinists, you won't have anything at the store. Okay, we literally have our hands in absolutely everything.
So Tanger is trying to raise awareness about all the benefits of a life in the field.
Changing those narratives, getting the kids excited, seeing what it really is, but then also showing the job markets. Like, this is how many jobs there are, and this is the average pay.
One student who may be taking his advice is Isaac Grabby. He's building a part, using water to keep the surfaces cool. To Isaac, the life of a traveling machinist is appealing.
I thought that was pretty cool. Go see the world. It's kind of like a traveling nurse, and all you have to do is, it's like an assignment for 3 to 6 months across the states. Pretty cool.
The students will spend the next few months working on their projects. And at the end of the semester, they get to have a little fun with a party.
What was really neat is the students themselves, after they make these parts and things, once they're going to make their flight to space, they actually do a big celebration for them kind of thing. And they'll bring all the students back. They actually get to sign some parts that will ultimately go up and be mounted up into space.
Kind of a unique reward, right? The results of all their hard work and their names will be floating around in space for decades to come. Julia Agos, WITF News, Lebanon.